Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now, from the American Veterans Center, Dan Brosnan.
Welcome to Profiles in Valor. Today, we are joined by Staff Sergeant Andre Murnane, member of Bravo Company, 2nd Battalion, 20th Special Forces Group of Maryland's Army National Guard. In October of 2009, while clearing a mountain area after an ambush by enemy insurgents, an IED detonated nearby, sending shrapnel in the air, which penetrated through Sergeant Murnane's foot and ankle, causing him to eventually amputate his leg. After more than a year of recovery and therapy, Staff Sergeant Murnane joins us as the only National Guardsman in history to jump from an aircraft with a prosthetic limb. Staff Sergeant Murnane, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
Andre, let's start with a brief overview of life before Special Forces. You grew up in Salisbury, Maryland, and correct me if I'm wrong, at the age of 24, you were working as a firefighter in Maryland?
That's correct. I started out working for the fire department when I was 20 years old, and I did that all the way up until this last deployment to Afghanistan.
And what inspired you to enlist in such a worldwide elite unit, the Green Berets?
Well, it all started probably when I was a kid. I always had an interest in the military. My father and grandfather both served in the Army, actually both grandfathers. But as a kid, I always liked to be outside, hunt, fish, like running around playing paintball and stuff. And a good friend of mine from the fire department was actually injured Christmas Eve 2005 in Iraq and ultimately succumbed to his injuries in January of 2006. And that kind of relit the interest for me, and it wasn't long after that I decided that I really, you know, had always wanted to do something and that I was finally going to pursue that career.
Yeah, it pushed you over the edge.
Right, and I've always done things all the way or nothing, and Special Forces was just what stood out to me as the thing that I really wanted to do.
Sergeant, tell us, after you were selected to train with SF, what went through your mind during the training? Did it change you? We've had Green Berets on this program before, and it seems like all of you live to the motto of the quiet professional. What is it about SF training that develops that attitude?
I think it's part of the brotherhood of being involved in an elite unit like that. The training's pretty long and fairly intense. There's a really high washout rate like going through, whether that's from physical or mental exhaustion or whatever it might be. But I think the people that hang in there for the duration of it and finish it, it's not because they're looking for recognition. It's not because they think they're cool so they can wear a tab or a beret. Because it's truly a part of them and they really want to be there. And if you're doing it for those reasons, then you don't really care about the recognition for what you do or what you're going to do. So I think that kind of ties into the motto of being a quiet professional.
Sergeant, we'll get back to your personal story here. Before your injury in October 2009, what were the details of your mission, as much as, you know, is not classified? As a communications sergeant, you must have been responsible for a lot of information sharing and teaching the Afghan police.
Right. It just encompassed a wide spectrum of things, maintaining, operating all communications equipment unique to the Army and the military in general, and also unique our individual Special Forces team. It also involves training and maintaining the Afghan National Police Unit's communications equipment as well.
Let's walk through now, if you don't mind, that fateful day in October of 2009, where the IED, improvised explosive device, detonated during a time when you were clearing an ambush. Is that correct?
Correct. It was just after an ambush. We had several vehicles that had hit IEDs just prior to that and ended up in a firefight for a period of time. And after things quieted down, clearing across an area, I ended up stepping on a pressure plate, and it literally turned my world upside down right there. I mean, I remember walking. I remember the pressure on my body, feeling the explosion and seeing the ground turn upside down, and then just kind of thinking, you know, hey, this is it right here.
Wow.
But the medical personnel team got to me pretty quick, and after a couple minutes, you know, I realized that it was bad, but it wasn't going to be something where I was going to die right there.
Like I said in the beginning of this, the only National Guardsman to jump from an aircraft after an amputation, it sounds like your recovery has been a success to this point. In the beginning, doctors were brutally honest with you, telling you that you might not walk again. And now you're jumping from aircrafts, and you finished the 10-miler recently. Do you see yourself staying with SF? Is there any possibility of that?
I do. I've actually been involved in the process for a while now with the medical board to the military, so I can stay in. That was my goal from the start. That's really all I ever wanted from day one after the injury occurred. But the initial prognosis saying that I wouldn't walk again was if I had chose to keep my foot and my limb as opposed to getting an amputation.
Well, Staff Sergeant Murnane, thank you for your time, and most of all, thank you for your service. This has been Profiles in Valor with Dan Brosnan. Thank you for listening.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.